President Obama's thoughts these days never seem to be very far from trade. From APM in New York, I'm David Brancaccio. Groups of seven leaders are gathered in the Bavarian Alps now. Among the key issues on their agenda, Russia and Ukraine, tensions over Greece's financial situation, climate change, and, as Marketplace's Tracy Samuelson is about to point out, trade.
David, the White House has said G7 leaders are closely watching how the debate over President Obama's trade agenda unfolds in the U.S. because, well, there's lots of overlap between pending trade deals and the G7. The Trans-Pacific Partnership, a free trade agreement with a dozen countries that's nearing completion, it includes G7 countries Japan and China. Behind the TPP is a separate and slower-moving trade deal with European countries Britain, France, Germany, and Italy. But domestically, President Obama is having trouble drumming up support for his trade agenda among members of his own party. Only about 18 Democrats have publicly said they'd support a trade deal currently in the House. And so going to Germany, President Obama brought four of those Democrats with him, perhaps as a reward for their support, perhaps to show G7 leaders he's making progress.
A little European travel is always fun. Marketplace's Tracy Samuelson, thank you. Tesla's in a state-by-state fight to sell its electric cars directly to consumers, but states have strong franchise laws in many cases that give only dealers that privilege, and dealers are using their political power to keep it that way. But some dealers may find it in their interest to let Tesla get its way. Marketplace's Mark Garrison explains why.
If you want to dig into franchise laws, buckle up, says longtime auto exec Jerry Myers.
I'm glad you raised the subject because it's a can of worms.
And it's way bigger than Tesla, which only sells a handful of cars in any case. Franchise laws protect dealers from competition, but they can also make it tricky for certain dealers to get bigger, says Dan Crane, associate dean at Michigan's law school.
If these laws were amended or liberalized more to open up the opportunities that dealers have to consolidate, that would actually be to their advantage.
Crane and other Tesla supporters argue opening up the system would lower prices for consumers, but it could also set off a wave of mergers. There are thousands of car dealers. Buyouts could shrink that to hundreds, even dozens. But many established dealers don't want that, so they're fighting.
They're tremendously strong.
Edmunds.com VP Brian Tare says dealer political power built on jobs and money they bring local communities means franchise laws will be tough to change anytime soon. I'm Mark Garrison for Marketplace.
Let's check the numbers. The 100 share index in London is down less than a 10%, but the DAX index in Frankfurt is down 0.5%. Stock in Deutsche Bank is up 5.9% after two men that run the financial conglomerate abruptly left over the weekend. Deutsche Bank of Germany never regained its footing after the financial crisis. John Cryan of UBS is being brought in. He's seen as a clear-eyed pragmatist. It'll cut operations that are dragging the bank down. Dow, S&P, and NASDAQ futures are all down in the 0.1% range. Marketplace Morning Report is listener-supported. To keep our coverage relevant and compelling, please make a tax-deductible gift to Marketplace today. Your gift in any amount counts twice, thanks to a dollar-for-dollar match from Newman's Own Foundation. Help us keep you up to date and well-informed wherever you are. Donate at marketplace.org by June 30th. A new video has surfaced that's adding to the national controversy about how police treat people of color. It appears to show a white police officer throwing a teenage girl in a bathing suit to the ground, then pinning her down after a disturbance at a community pool in a suburb of Dallas on Friday night. Authorities in McKinney, Texas are now investigating. While details of this case are just beginning to emerge, this could renew calls to hire more police from diverse backgrounds. Marketplace's Mitchell Hartman reports as part of our series Behind the Blue Line. And the costs of a changing police force.
Here's the sensitive question. Are people of color more at risk when the majority of police officers they encounter are white? I headed to a law enforcement expo near Portland, Oregon, where they were using a police training video simulator.
You can engage him to the bookcases, so that way he's not going to sneak up on you.
Veteran instructor Scott Diulo runs these use of force simulations.
Scenario is, you're attempting to stop a vehicle. These people do not like the police. Hit the siren.
I ask him if the average police officer is more likely to shoot someone if that person is black. Turns out they train with a scenario like this. Cops are pursuing an active shooter in a movie theater. Then, says Diulo,
we have a black male off-duty officer come out with his badge in his hand.
He's also holding a gun.
We have officers still shooting him, even though he's screaming, I'm a cop, a cop. They're not seeing the color of his skin. That's not coming into play. What it is they see the gun and they're reacting to it.
However, academic research on this shows police do react to the race of the person they confront. Joshua Correll is a neuroscientist at the University of Colorado. In his experiments, Correll puts police officers in front of a screen and a character pops up, black or white, holding a gun or a cell phone.
When we look at their response times, we do see a pattern of racial bias. If it's a black guy with a gun, they respond really quickly. And if it's a white guy with a gun, they make the right decision, they shoot him, but it takes them a second.
And when Correll says they, he means white cops and cops of color, which is one reason Dolores Jones Brown is skeptical that minority recruitment alone is the answer. Jones Brown is a professor at John Jay College of Criminal Justice.
There is, I think, a bit of naivete, the notion that if you have a officer of color, that officer can't engage in racial profiling.
NYPD patrol officer Sean Forbes sees this in his daily work. He's black, and he says sometimes he sees minority cops treating people of color more harshly than white cops do.
I've seen officers of color, black and Hispanic, who basically, they fit right into the, I gotta prove myself kind of attitude. I gotta make sure these guys realize I'm in charge.
And that they're on the police side of the blue line. Forbes says having more police of color can help build trust in minority communities. Still, attracting more black and Hispanic recruits continues to be an elusive goal. I'm Mitchell Hartman for Marketplace.
Shares in Diageo, the world's largest hard drinks maker, rose about 7% today following a report in the Brazilian press saying private equity firm 3G Capital was considering a bid for it. The only part of this that's confirmed is the share price spiking. 3G built InBev, which owns Anheuser-Busch and a lot more. It's also merging Heinz and Kraft. I'm David Brancaccio with the Marketplace Morning Report. From APM, American Public Media.